With SDPB Radio News, I'm Chris Loffrey. Governor Dennis Dugard says South Dakota is in good fiscal shape. This afternoon, for more than an hour, he presented a budget to state lawmakers and citizens. Dugard says he's basing the state's annual budget on moderate growth estimates from South Dakota's economic advisors.
The moderated forecast is closer to recent trends for employment and income growth, and that moderated forecast was used to develop the revenue projections I'm going to be presenting to you today. We expect continued economic growth, but at slow and steady rates over the next 2 years, not accelerating rates.
Dugard says the state will add about 6,000 new jobs annually at a job growth rate of 1.4% in the coming years. He believes the state will see lower farm income due to a softening in commodity prices projected in the coming year. Agriculture is South Dakota's number one industry, and Dugard says a slowdown in farm income means less spending overall. Dugard took part of today's address to talk about Medicaid expansion. Dugard says he wants expansion to make fiscal sense.
You know that I have been unwilling to support expansion of Medicaid in South Dakota in the past, primarily because of the cost to the state. Even though the federal government will pay 100% of the claims costs in the early years, states are required to assume 10% of these costs by calendar year 2021, and they'll be fully felt in fiscal year 2021 for us.
By fiscal year 2021, South Dakota is estimated to have a $57 million share of Medicaid costs, with more state responsibility added each year until that time. Dugard says then the state's share will only grow at the rate of inflation. The governor says a proposed change in the way tribal members are covered at the federal level could help ease the sting of the large payments required by the state in 6 years. Dugard's budget includes increases for the Board of Regents and South Dakota's tech schools at close to 3%. He also wants the state to pay off some debt so the institutions don't have to make bond payments and can freeze tuition. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, lows between 25 and 30 northeast to the mid to upper 30s far west through south central.